喜び、生き喜び。
やっててこっしょにおろわ。おろすわ、ぶろろん。おろんすにおろな。
生き喜び。
Sinu aye re o ba sami adura
ami kiki orokan ni mo ni lo kiki orokan ni mo ni lo kiki orokan kiki orokan kiki kiki orokan kiki 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 orokan kiki orokan kiki orokan
kiki orokan。
And right there where you are, I'd like you to personally pick any song of praises in your own mouth.
Níbi tó wà ni mo fẹ́ kó fiori yẹn kan sẹ́nu.
And sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Olúwo rárá sí ọba àwọn ọba àti olúwa àwọn
olúwa. Especially if you are believing the Lord for a great breakthrough here this morning.
Pàápàá jùlọ mo bá ń gba olúwa gbọ́ fún àlàjà ńlá níbi ìlú òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Sing to the glory of the name of the Lord.
Kọ́ fún ògbó orúkọ Olúwa.
Amen.
Ami.
Now with your voice raised up high, sing this song loud and clear.
Kọ́ fún ògbó orúkọ Olúwa.
You are the Lord.
At He led me.
You are the Lord. Sent your word,
you sent your word,
and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Sing it again.
Our Lord and our God, we thank you. Father, as we are before you now, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. If you open to your plate, we go straight away to our first study for today.
I'll see idanilekowa akoko fun ojo oni.
Our first study for the day.
Idanilekowa akoko fun oni.
It's called God's concern for the old man.
Iru Olorun fun eniyan pipe.
His concern for the old man.
Edo kore fun eniyan pipe.
Our text is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
Thessalonica kini ori karun
verse 23.
Ese iketale ni ogun.
1 Thessalonians,
Thessalonica kini
5
ori karun
23.
Ese iketale ni ogun.
And the very God of peace,
Olorun alafia,
sanctify you wholly.
And
I pray God, your own spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There in that scripture, we see that man is three in one. Man is a spirit living in a body and having a soul. Whatever your name is, the real you is that spirit man inside. That spirit man is the real you. When that spirit man departs from the body, that's when they say the body is dead. The Bible says the body without the spirit is dead. In 3 John 2,
Epistle John Keta.
3 John 2,
Epistle Keta ti
beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. So prosperity in the body, prosperity in the soul, and prosperity in the spirit.
Ati shirede ninu emi.
Amen.
Amen.
The first point I like you to understand,
oro akoko ti mo fe ko ye yin,
is that God is interested in whatever happens to your life.
Le wi pe Olorun nife si ohunkohun to ba sele si aye.
God is interested in your body, your soul, and your spirit.
Olorun nife si oro ara okan ati emi re.
God is concerned with what you are going through.
Olorun,
God is concerned with those pains and the silent troubles you are passing through in your heart. God has promised total health.
Completely.
Man's spirit died when Adam died. But Jesus now came to restore man. That's what we call new birth. He got born again. The spirit man now comes alive. When you get born again, is that your spirit man that gets born again? This is where some Christians, when you get born again, your spirit man gets
born again.
Ẹni ẹ̀mí rẹ yóò di àtúbí.
Not the body.
Kì í ṣe àgọ́ ara.
Not the soul.
Kì í ṣe ọkàn.
You still have some work to do on those ones.
Iṣẹ́ yìí ń bẹ fún ọ tó ṣe lórí àwọn yẹn.
You need to constantly renew your mind with the word of God.
O nílò láti máa fi ìgbà gbogbo ṣe àtúnṣe àti ìsọfọ̀.
And you need to understand the principles of the word of God, the principle of the power of God to set your body free from any infirmity.
O sì láti mọyì àwọn ìlànà Ọlọ́run láti lè tú àgọ́ ara rẹ sílẹ̀ kúrò nínú àìlera.
Your spirit man gets born again.
Ẹni ẹ̀mí rẹ ló ń di àtúbí.
And once that spirit man is healed.
Nígbà tí ẹni ẹ̀mí ọ̀hún tó bá sì ti wo gba ìwòsàn.
And is regenerated.
Tó ti di ọ̀tún.
It can then flow out into your soul and into your body.
Nígbà náà ló tó lè jáde bẹ́ẹ̀ kó ràn ká ara àti ọkàn rẹ.
But if that spirit man is sick, there is a problem.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ẹni ẹ̀mí bá ń ṣàìsàn wàhálà wà.
God is concerned with whatever you are going through.
Ọlọ́run náni ó sì kọminú nípa ohun gbogbo tó lè máa là kọjá.
There are three basic problems that man faces.
Àwọn ojúlówó ìṣòro mẹ́ta ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ ló ń dojúkọ ènìyàn.
Sin is number one.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ni àkọ́kọ́.
Once the issue of sin is sorted out.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tí ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bá ti lè yanjú báyìí.
Many other things will be sorted out.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn nǹkan yòókù yóò yanjú.
The second problem that man faces is sickness.
Ohun èkejì tí ènìyàn ń dojúkọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìṣòro òun ni àìsàn.
And if you're a good reader of scripture.
Vasi jẹun tó ń farabalẹ̀ ka Bíbélì tirẹ̀.
You find a direct relationship between sickness and sin.
Ó rí pé àjọṣepọ̀ tó lọ tààrà ń bẹ láàrín ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti àìsàn.
In John chapter 5 verse 14.
Ìhò Jòhánù orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
John 5:14.
Jòhánù orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple.
Lẹ́yìn náà, Jésù rí i ní tẹ́ḿpìlì.
And said unto him.
Ó sì wí fún un pé.
Behold, thou art made whole.
Wò ó, àmú ọ̀làràdá.
Sin no more.
Má ṣe dẹ́ṣẹ̀ mọ́.
Lest a worse thing come unto thee.
Kí ohun tí ó burú jù yìí lọ, kí ó má bàa bá ọ.
Sin no more.
Má ṣe dẹ́ṣẹ̀ mọ́.
Lest a worse thing come unto thee.
Kí ohun tó burú jù yìí lọ, kí ó má bàa bá ọ.
This man had been full of Bethesda for 38 years.
Ọkùnrin ti wà létí odò Bethesda fún ọdún méjìdínlógójì.
He's been there for quite a long while.
Ó ti pẹ́ jọjọ tó ti wà ńbẹ̀.
He's been there since Jesus, even before Jesus was physically born.
Kódà ó tilẹ̀ ti wà ńbẹ̀ kó tó bí Jésù Kristì ní pátára.
Anytime the angel came to trouble the water.
Gbogbo ìgbà tí áńgẹ́lì bá wá láti rú omi.
He tried to rush in but no success.
Yóò gbìyànjú láti wọnú rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n kò rí iṣẹ́.
But one day he met Jesus.
Ṣùgbọ́n lọ́jọ́ kan ó bá Jésù pàdé.
And Jesus asked one simple question.
Jésù sì béèrè ìbéèrè kan ṣe lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Will thou be made whole?
Wọ́n á fẹ́ kí a mú ọ lára dábí.
He was complaining, I don't have anybody to push me into the water.
Ó ń ṣàwùyẹ̀wùyẹ̀, n ò lẹ́nu kan, n ò lẹ́ni. Tí ó tì mí sínú omi.
So will thou be made whole?
Ìwọ́ á ń fẹ́ ká mú ọ lára dábí.
So pick up your bed and go.
Olùgbà ó gbé àkótè rẹ kó o sì máa rìn.
And he got healed.
Ó sì gba ìwòsàn.
Later Jesus saw him.
Lẹ́yìn náà Jésù wá rí.
It was then we realized that that man had been kept by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years because of sin.
Nígbà yẹn ló tó wá di mímọ̀ fún wa pé etí odò Bethesda tọkùnrin ti wà fún ọdún méjìdínlógójì ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ló dá àdùbúlẹ̀ síbẹ̀.
Sin is more dangerous than acid like our outline says.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó léwu ó sì burú ju omi oró lọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé
ọmọ wa. And as far as sin is in position, sickness will follow.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bá sì ti wà, àìsàn yóò tẹ̀lé.
If you go back to your own sin, the old sicknesses will come back.
Tó bá padà sínú àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àtijọ́ rẹ, àwọn àrùn àtijọ́ náà yóò padà sí ọ lára.
The third problem man has is satanic bondage.
Ìṣòro ìkẹta tó ń dojúkọ ènìyàn òun ni ìdè sátánì.
Jesus came to save, to heal and to deliver.
Jésù wá láti gbanilà, láti wonisàn, láti dani ní.
And the agenda of the mountain of fire, one of the agenda of the mountain of fire miracles ministry.
Lára àwọn ètò orí òkè náà ti ṣe ìyanu.
Is to proclaim deliverance to the captives like our Lord said.
Òun ni láti polongo ìdáǹdè sí fún àwọn òǹdè gẹ́gẹ́ bí Olúwa wa ti wí.
So God is concerned about everything concerning our lives.
Ohun gbogbo nípa ayé wa ló kan Ọlọ́run.
If I sit down here and I begin to share with you what I've seen, what I've heard and what I've seen the Lord do.
Bí n bá dúró báyìí tí mo sì ní kí n máa ṣàlàyé kí n sọ̀rọ̀ lórí ohun tí mo ti rí, tí mo ti gbọ́, tí mo sì ti mọ̀ pé Olúwa ti ṣe.
You will know that God.
Ẹ ó mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run.
In his own operation.
Nínú iṣẹ́ tirẹ̀.
Is able to do all things for all people at all times if they will do what he wants them to do.
O le seun gbogbo fun gbogbo eniyan ni igba gbogbo ni ni akoko to ba wu nigba ton ba se tan lati se ohun tohun na nfe.
But there are some small small problems.
Ibawo isoro kekeke nbe.
I will discuss that later.
No matter nipa yen
nigba. But I want you to know,
mo mo fe te mo,
that whatever kind of situation you are going through, God is concerned.
Be iru isele yohun to le ma la koja o ko o ko Olorun.
God has interest.
Olorun na ni re.
Was it about a few months back?
Bi o su die seyin ni,
we did a program at the headquarters.
Ase ipade kan lolu ijowa.
We called the program Water of Fire.
Ape ni omi na.
We asked people to bring water. But
ani ki awon eniyan o gbe omi wa lojo na.
And we prayed on that water.
Asi gbadura sori omi na.
The Lord did a lot of miracles.
Olu asi se opolopo ise iyanu.
That water is just a symbol of the power of God to wash away evil things.
Omi yen ko je apere ati ami agbara Olorun to le we awon nkan buburu nu.
It's not a magic or a fetish material.
Ki se ogun be ni ki se ohun
ara. Everybody brought their own water. Nobody gave them water from here.
Gbogbo eniyan lo fowo ara re gomi wa ko se ni to fun won lomi lati bi.
The anointing can flow into water, it can flow into clay, it can flow into apron, it can flow into handkerchief. The anointing can flow into inanimate materials.
Iforoyin o si le wo inu omi, o le wo inu ororo, o le wo inu aso enuju, o le wo inu awon nkan ti o lemi.
That's why I know that the anointing shall break every yoke upon any life here today in the name of Jesus. So we finished that program.
As if I didn't pay you,
there was a woman that came for that program. The enemy had given her a name in the neighborhood.
Oh, that is solo kaburukula duko.
Because she has four sons, two daughters.
Nitori oni omo okunrin merin ati omo obirin meji.
The two daughters were okay.
Awon omo obirin mejeji ara won da
dada. But the four sons were insane, they were mad.
Sugbon awon omo merin to jokunrin won ya were.
Chronic insanity.
Were won.
All the drugs in the hospital don't work.
Gbogbo egbogi ile iwosan ko ran won.
They give them the highest dose, they don't sleep.
Baba fun won logun e to ti e po julo won o tun ni sun.
So the woman had to lock them up in four rooms at the back of her house.
Obirin wa ti won mo yara merin ototo leyin kule ile re.
With their legs tied.
Won ti de ese won.
The only time people open the door is when they want to push him food.
Igba kon se tawon eniyan ma nsi ilekun ni ton ba fe tari ounje sodo won.
You have to be very careful with that door you are opening.
O ba si fe ko nje ohun gan lo o lati kesi ko se silekun.
Somebody has come to open the door before and this mad boy took the plate of food and threw it back at the person.
Enikan ti lo gbo ti gbo nje lo be ri ti kon nu awon omokunrin ohun to ja ounje ohun gba o si da bo ohun lu onitohun lo.
You have to be very very careful.
O lati kesi ara ni bo ba so gbo nje fun won.
When the woman came back from this program.
Igba to obirin ide leyin pade na.
She took the water.
Ogbe omi ohun.
Went to the first room.
O lo si yara akoko.
Kept a safe distance.
O si tadi meyin dada.
And sprinkled it on the first boy.
O wa fi fun lara omi na sara omo akobi.
All of a sudden.
Lojiji.
The wild lion like look on his face.
Oju re to ma n wo bi tehan na.
Just came down.
O ko wale ni.
And he said,
Oba wupe,
mommy,
iya mi,
give me more of that water.
E fun mi si ninu omi yen.
Sir, you want more of the water?
O n fe si ninu omi.
The woman ran back.
Obirin ba sa pada.
Brought a bigger bottle.
Oba lo gbe ego to 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 fi si oni gba.
Drank everything.
O si mu gbogbo omi na tan.
Now said, mommy,
wa ni iya mi,
what am I doing here?
Kini mo n se nibi?
Who tied my legs?
Tani DSME.
Why am I not in school?
Kini se ti mi o si nle iwe?
And you know when a mad person begins to ask such questions.
Ezi mo pe bi were lati bere si bere lu awon ibeere yen.
That means he has been made whole.
Ara re ti san niyan.
That so the first son was healed.
Omo akoko o gba iwosan.
When the woman saw it.
Ma to bere ri be.
Ah, without excitement.
Pelu inu didun.
She ran out again.
Oba tun sa jade.
Pour one bottle into a big bucket of water.
O da igo mi yen, o da wa sinu gara won mi.
She opened the second room.
O si shi ara keji.
This one she didn't sprinkle the water.
Ele ko fun mi sara keji.
She poured the whole bucket on the
floor. O da o di gara won lu omo na ni.
That one too became normal.
Ara ye na si da.
She went to the third room.
O lo si yara keta.
Did the same thing.
O si ba kon na.
Went to the fourth room.
O lo yara keri.
And did the same thing.
O si se ba kon na.
And beloved,
ara,
in a matter of a few minutes,
la ise you there,
all four sons were made whole.
Ara awon okunrin mere ni si da o di pipi.
So the evil name they were calling now on the streets,
nitori na oruko buburu ti won ti so ni goro,
because they were calling her Mama Were, the mother of the insane.
Iya won Were ni won pe.
That was her name on the streets.
Oruko don pe ladugo niyan.
When the God who is concerned moved in,
nigbati Olorun to nani re to ba wole,
the God of signs and wonders,
Olorun ara ati amini,
the evil name they gave to that woman changed.
Oruko buburu ti won so obirin na o yi pada.
Can you raise up your hand and shout this after me loud and clear?
Owo re so ko kidele ile ora.
That's right. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
So that shows you that the Lord can heal mental soul disturbances.
Olorun le se iwosan arun ati idamu okan tabi ero.
A church where I was many years back,
ninu ijo kan ti mo wa lopolopo odun seyin,
a prostitute got born again.
Asewo kan o di atunbi.
But before she got born again, she developed cancer of the womb. So the doctors took out her womb. Immediately the womb was taken out, she decided she was not going to marry again. She just wanted to serve the
Lord.
But after some time in the church, one day one brother went to and said, "Sister, God said you are my wife." She told his brother, "You can't be serious." So she refused to answer. But the brother kept pestering her. Then one day she decided to tell the brother the truth. Brother, don't come again. Because there is no womb. The brother said, God did not tell me whether there is a womb or not. God said, this is your wife. I'm talking about God's concern for the total man. They got married. It was the pregnancy of this sister and a delivery of the first child that converted the surgeon who did the operation. Because he was the one that took it out. And now the Lord, the Almighty, put a new one in position. That's why I know that if there is anyone here today who wants a creative miracle, you shall receive it in the name of
Jesus.
Shout
hallelujah.
So God was concerned about that one.
Olorun bikita o si nani nipa obirin na.
I was in a meeting.
Mo wa ninu ipade kan.
Somebody was sharing a testimony.
And you can't say Jerry.
Very interesting testimony.
Jerry or Olari Ngoni.
This person was a messenger in their office.
Onito wo jeni ti won ma ranse kiri bi boy boy ni bi se won.
Messenger.
Boy boy ni
the most junior staff.
Ohun lo sise to kere julo nbe.
He said he went to a Christian meeting.
Olohun lo ipade Christian kan.
All of a sudden in that meeting,
lojiji ninu ipade na,
there was a word of knowledge.
Oro imo ba jade
that there is somebody here.
Pe enikan be ni bi yo.
Right now you are homeless.
Nisisin bayi o ti e nile to ngbe.
But God said, within the next few days, you will be the owner of a house. And this messenger just said a dry amen. But when he got to work the next day, the managing director of the company saw him. He greeted the man.
Okay, oga le ise.
Said happy new year, sir.
Oni e ku ayo odun tutu oga.
The man said happy new year.
Oga ni iwo na ku odun tutu.
The man walked away.
Okunrin si nlo.
After some time the man walked back.
Eyin gbadi oga won e tun pada wa.
I said you.
Oni iwo.
Did I give you any Christmas present?
Nje mo fun o lebun kankan nigba Christmas.
So no, sir.
Oni rara oga.
It's okay.
Oni komuru.
You know, I apply for this low cost housing.
So mo pe mo kowe fun awon ile ijoba kekeke won yen.
And I got one.
Won si fun mi lokan.
I don't need it.
Won ni lo re.
Do you want it?
Se wo fe.
Amen.
Amen.
Say yes, sir.
Oni be ni oga.
Come and collect the key.
Oya wa gba kokoro re.
He collected the key.
O si gba kokoro.
This is somebody who sleeps on a mat by the bed of his uncle.
Enikan to je pe ise lo ma n teni sile legbe ibusun egbon re.
When he brought the keys home,
nigba to mu kokoro ohun,
his uncle did not believe.
De ile egbon re o gbagbo.
This is Lagos. Have you been there?
Are ko ma la wa yi o ti de be ni.
So when this brother traced the place the next day,
nigba ta rakunrin si lo sibi ile na lojo keji,
he thought what was going to have was just one flat inside one building.
O lero pe ile ti won fun lara awon ile eyo kan ninu awon ile oloke ni.
He discovered that it was a house, a whole house standing by itself.
Igbo wa bi pe ile kan so ni o da duro nta la re.
He put the key there with a shaking hand.
Owo re n gbon sugbon ki kokoro ohun bo enu o kokoro.
The door opened.
O si silekun ile na.
That saw a person who was homeless.
Enikan bo ti o ni le bo se di.
The God who shows concern,
ngba ti Olorun to na ni eniyan to da si oro re,
make provision for him.
Se pese fun niyan.
He went back the next day,
o tun pada lo lojo keji,
to thank the managing director.
Lati dupe lo oga ile ise won.
Bawo na se, was there any furniture in that house?
Oga ba tun bere lowo re pe aga bi joko kankan a wa nbe bi.
No, no, sir.
Olara ko si nkan kan oga.
So you see, every year I change my furniture. The one for last year, you see there, it's in the garage. Do you want it?
Oga wa pe lodun ni mo ma paro awon ijoko nile wa e to mo gbe kuro nbe lodun to koja o yi wa mi ta n gbe oko si se o fe.
Is that yes, sir?
Only be ni oga.
And when they took him there,
ngba ton si mu debe,
they were as new.
Awon aga awon bi eni pe nikan ijoko le won ri lon ri.
That's why I know that anything the enemy is bringing your way,
idi niyan ti mo fi mo pe ohunkohun ti ota ba n gbe wa siwaju re,
the power of God shall melt it away in the name of Jesus.
Agbara Olorun yoo yọ kuro ni orukọ Jesu.
But then,
ṣugbọn,
let's go to the final part of our study.
E je ka lo si ibi to kẹyin ninu ẹkọ yi.
The way to wholeness.
Báwo la ṣe lè di pípé?
For you to become completely whole now.
Fún ọ láti lè di pípé pátápátá.
Physically.
Nípa tara ni o.
Spiritually.
Nípa tẹ̀mí o.
Materially.
Nípa tohun ìní.
In every aspect of your life.
Nípa gbogbo agbègbè ayé rẹ.
There is one key.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ kan wà.
Brokenness.
Ìwópalẹ̀.
What did I call the key?
Kí ni mo pe kọ́kọ́rọ́ náà?
Can I hear the sister saying it?
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin wí bẹ́ẹ̀.
Can the sister shout it loud and clear?
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin kígbe rẹ̀ lóhùn rárá.
Can I hear the brother saying it?
Ẹ̀yin arákùnrin wí bẹ́ẹ̀ lóhùn rárá.
Can the brother shout it loud and clear?
Ẹ̀yin arákùnrin kígbe rẹ̀ tọ́tán.
When you are still saying, well, I don't normally behave,
I only take occasional bribes. You are not broken. I commit fornication, but not with every girl. Maybe out of 30 girls I come across, maybe only two out of 30. I'm not really bad. They are not broken yet. You see, I don't sleep with every married woman. I only sleep with those whose husband do not love and care for.
Therefore,
I'm not so bad, because I care for them. You are not broken yet. You can't get complete healing. I don't sleep with anybody on the street. I only sleep with those who need comfort and who need to be taken care of.
They're
not broken yet. When somebody begins to say, I thank God, at least I don't sleep with other people's wife, I only sleep with divorcees, you are still not broken. You say, I don't have plenty of boyfriends, only two or three of them. One very rich sugar daddy. One penniless handsome bachelor. And this married man somewhere.
It's
unbrokenness. When somebody begins to say, the day I want to stop drinking, I will stop. Actually, I don't drink much. Only two bottles. At most, five. But not more than seven. You are still not broken. You are far from complete healing. You may receive occasional breakthrough, but the enemy will steal it. You say, I don't tell lies. I only tell business lies or commercial lies. In our business, you need to tell lies to get on. So I don't tell lies all the time. You are not broken yet. As far as you still undress a woman or you undress a man in the laboratory of your heart, the Bible says you are a fornicator, you are an adulterer, you are a rapist. You can't get complete healing.
Sometimes
a small thing can disturb a big thing. Jesus told that man, "See no, lest a worse thing come on for you." And you are
sick.
Angry. I feel sorry for you because your problem is more than all the witches of Nigeria put together.
Because
as far as that anger is still in your heart, the enemy will keep coming back. If you have hatred in your heart, you are a murderer. That's what the Bible says. And so when you say, "Oh God, make me whole, make me whole." Heavens will say, "We should make this one whole so that he will kill more people." This is the problem. I want you to understand that as far as you come to God with deception,
you
cleverly conceal sin, you can't experience this total healing. Because when God is judging sin, He judges your intentions, your principles.
Yo se dajo pelu awon ilana to nto.
Your motives.
Yo se dajo pelu ohun to je orisun.
The reason why you are doing what you are doing.
Yo se dajo lori idi to fi nse ohun to nse.
Your way of life.
Igbe aye re.
Your thought processes.
Iru okan re.
The inner lockings of your heart.
Awon ohun to nbe ni koro ninu okan re.
God looks at the longings of your heart, at the tablet of your heart, not the face you present.
Olorun yo wo alaya re ati awon ohun to kore nsa very re ki se boju re ti ri.
No liar will enter into the kingdom of God.
Eke tabi okuro kan ko le wo ijoba.
All liars are children of the devil.
Gbogbo awon okuro omo esu ni won.
So if you are still telling lies and you say, oh God, heal me, heal me, heal me, heal me, the Lord will say, but this one is still a child of the devil.
Baba ngba baba yi npa lato si npa lo pe Oluwa wo mi so wo mi so Oluwa ye gba eleyi omo esu yi ni.
There are professional liars.
Awon opuro lenu owo won wa.
Occasional liars.
Awon opuro leko kan.
Commercial liars.
Awon opuro olowo gbowo.
Romantic liars.
Awon opuro ife.
Romantic liars.
Awon opuro nipa oro ife.
Look at a girl, you say, oh, beautiful girl, you look like an angel.
Ojo angel isha.
And the girl too is smiling.
Omo bere o na si re mu se.
The man who says she looks like an angel has never seen any angel before.
Eni to so ko jo angel ko ri angel kankan ri nbi kankan.
Academic liar.
Awon opuro ni enu eko.
Forge certificate, forge seat. You didn't sit for an exam, somebody sat for you.
Ko se danwo elomiran lo ba se danwo ohun o.
It will work against you.
Yo sise lodi ti o.
Husband liar.
Oko opuro.
Wife liars.
Aya opuro.
These are things that we see and people don't know it can disturb them.
Awon ko ya ri won awon eyan o ti mo pe o le damu.
The man will say, I don't have any money in my pocket. What else is a lie?
Okunrin won so pe no ko so kokan la ko mi iro le sin pa o.
So madam, what you went to buy, do you have any change left?
Yeah, I mean, to Lord, she said you could.
No change, things are very expensive these days. And you are telling lies and you keep a fry pan face. These are things I want
to know
that can destroy. You say you have repented. And you are still keeping the complimentary cards of your boyfriend.
Ṣùgbọ́n káàdì ìpè ni ọ̀rẹ́kùnrin abá ni dẹ́sẹ̀ rẹ ìgbà kan rí ó yìí wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
You didn't burn the bridge behind you.
O dáná sun afárá tó ń bẹ láàrin yín.
You are still calling him on the phone.
O yìí ń pè lórí aago.
Say hello.
Báwo ni o?
Anyway.
Bó ti wù kó rí.
I just want to tell you that I'm now born again o.
Mo kàn ní kí n fi tó ọ létí pé mo ti dàtún bí ń sìn yín o.
I will tell you about it later.
Ma de ma so fun eni gba miran.
That your wedding, we won't do it again o.
Ohun ta jo nse tele yen o ni se mo o.
But you are still having his card, you have his connection.
Ṣugbọn ewe ipe ni re o yi wa lowo re
aso ko ni wa. A small thing can spoil a big thing.
Nigba miran nkan kinkini o le ba
nkan
la je.
Stop big thing.
Ohun kinkini bayi o le ba ohun la je.
I've been to many places in my life.
Laye mi mo ti de awon ibi to po.
To preach the word of God.
Lati waasu oro Olorun.
There are four places.
Awon ibi merin lo wa.
Where when you preach.
To je pe bo ba waasu.
Men listen very hard and they pray like sinking men.
Awon eniyan a teti gbo daada won si gbadura bi eni to fe ri sinu omi.
They pray hard, they listen hard.
Won gbadura gidigidi won teti gbo gidigidi.
The first place.
Ibi akoko.
It's a leprosy colony.
Ni ọgbà àwọn adẹ́tẹ̀.
When you preach in that place.
Nígbà tó bá wà
sùn. The people listen attentively. They pray seriously because the society has rejected them. They are outcasts.
Wọ́n á tẹ́tí gbọ́ dáadáa. Wọ́n á sì gbàdúrà dáadáa nítorí pé ìlú ti kọ̀ wọ́n. Wọ́n ti dẹni ìtanù.
The second place where people pray really, really hard.
Ibi ìkejì tí àwọn ènìyàn ti máa ń gbàdúrà gidigidi.
Is when there is danger of death.
Òun ni ìgbà tí ewu ikú tó bá wà.
God forbid.
Kamari o.
If somebody announces inside the plane that the plane is about to crash, there will be serious praying.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kan bá ṣe filọ nínú ọkọ̀ bàálù pé ọkọ̀ bàálù yìí fẹ́ forí ṣọ́pọ̀ gbogbo wọn á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà gidigidi.
People pray hard in those places.
Wọ́n gbàdúrà gidigidi nírú bẹ̀ yẹn.
The third place is when you go to prisoners condemned to death.
Ibi kẹta ni ngbà tó bá lọ sọ́dọ̀ àwọn ẹlẹ́wọ̀n tí wọ́n ti dájọ́ ikú fún.
They pray really, really hard.
Wọ́n gbàdúrà gidigidi.
The fourth place is the cemetery.
Ibi kẹrin ni Tẹ́kù.
When you are preaching in a cemetery,
and
you are standing on that tomb, and you begin to say things like this, whether you like it or not, one day you will be like this man. 6 feet for everybody. This man was drinking beer 2 months ago. Look at him now. Everybody will eventually end up here. There is perfect silence. Why do men listen to messages in those places and pray hard? Because at that level, the tablet of their heart can no longer play games. God is looking for broken Christians. The broken ones are the ones who are going to be useful for him. Last but not least, Psalm 51. Verse 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. God will not despise such things. God's vessels are only useful to him when they are broken. The kind of life that many Christians are living is a life of quiet habit of terrible and silent sin. When you have a stubborn and unteachable disposition, you are not broken. When your bad behaviors do not prick your conscience, you are not broken. When there is no godly sorrow for your sin, you are not broken. When you are not sensitive to your spiritual weakness, you are not broken. When you are disobedient to God and you are hypocritical in your ways, you are not broken. God is looking for broken Christians. Brokenness is when your body, your soul, and your spirit are completely surrendered to God. And when you do that, God will say, yes, this is a material we can preserve. This is a material we can use. There are some people, God calls them precious. Precious. Because of the kind of life they live. As many people as are here this morning, and you want to experience complete healing in all facets of your life, you need to become a broken Christian. Broken Christians don't lose their tempers. They don't fight. They don't tell lies. They don't insult people. They don't play with their spiritual life. They are very serious with the Almighty. Then God says, yes, I can touch this one. But sometimes when people cry out, oh Lord, heal me, God will say, but when you were strong and healthy, you were useless to us. So why are you crying now? Make up your mind here this morning that every power and activity of sin must die, and that the Lord must deal with you and remove anything that wants you to perish. You need to cry to the Lord. If there are some terrible habits in your life that may disturb you of getting wholeness.
Oni lati ke pe Oluwa bi awon iwa buburu kan ba nbe ninu aye re o le bi olowo ko ma ba ri iwosan pipe.
There are some people that God will allow the enemy to waste.
Awon ko nbe ti Olorun yo fi aye gba ota lati fi won sofo.
There are some people you can't touch them.
Ma won kan wa to le fowo.
If you want to be among the untouched by the evil,
o ba be di lara awon ti bi o le fowo kan.
You need to become broken.
Oni lati gba iwo pale.
A small sin
is
all that is required
to allow
the enemy to have access to your
life. And once
that small sin is in
place, the
enemy will sin.
Several
years back,
while I
was working in the civil service,
I
had an official assignment at Ibadan.
And we're
driving through this express road.
As in Waoko, Ba Okuko no Maro say.
And the kind of driver they gave to me.
Iru Awako, ti won si fun mi.
Is the kind of driver who believes that nobody must overtake him.
O gbagbo pe enikan kan ogbodo yawun sile.
So he overtook everything and anything on the road.
Itori na gbogbo eniyan ti o nko ohun to nbe loju ona lo ya sile.
He hates to see a vehicle at his front.
O korira ko ma ri oko miran pe iwaju ohun niyan wa.
No problem.
Koburu.
I knew that I would not die in a car accident, so he can run.
Emi kuku ti mo pe emi o le ku sinu jamba oko nitori na bo ba ti wu na ni ko ma sare ni.
If the car crashes, he will die and I will walk out.
Oko ba fori sogi ohun a ku emi a si jade ntemi ni.
As well, speeding.
Ni ba o tin sare lo,
was a new car.
Oko titun ni o.
All of a sudden,
lojiji,
rain started.
Ojo wa bere.
When the rain started,
ngba ti ojo bere.
He put on the wiper.
O wa to ero to man nu iwaju gilasi.
But it didn't work.
Sugbon yen osise.
So we started slowing down.
Awa bere si dewo ere.
Because we could not see the front again.
Nitori a ori waju mo.
The rain became very, very heavy.
Ese ojo o wa po jojo.
Eventually, as we were slowing down,
all the
vehicles we overtook,
Okada, ati
motorbike, big lorries,
ati awon
trailers, they all passed us. Eventually, the drain became so heavy, we had to park.
So a good
car,
oko to dara,
the fast car,
oko to yara,
but that simple thing called wiper,
sugbon nkan kekere ni to je ero ti o moju,
detained it from moving.
O da duro ko je ko le lo mo.
Rise up on your feet now.
A je ka dide duro.
All eyes closed.
Ti gbogbo a si diju wa.
If you like, you may deceive yourself here this morning.
O ba wu oko tan la re je nbi.
If you like, open up to the Lord.
O ba wu oko si okan re paya fun
Olorun. So that he can touch you.
Ko ba le fo okan.
Right there where you are.
Ibi to wa yen.
Begin to talk to the Lord.
Bere si ni ba Oluwa soro.
Father,
o baba,
whatsoever is in my life,
ohunkohun to be ninu aye mi,
that will prevent my total healing.
Ti o de na iwosan pipe,
no matter how I like it,
bo ti wu ki mo feran re,
no matter how long it has been in my life,
bo ti wu ko ti pe ninu aye mi,
take it out this morning.
E mo kuro lowo.
It must not continue my journey with me. I must be made whole. Anything that is making me to smell to you, anything that is carrying my wholeness away, anything that is carrying heaven away from my life, take it away this morning,
Lord.
Take it away, take it away. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God.